Hello.
Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Ms. Brown.
Yes, who's speaking?
Ms. Brown, this is Will. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Ma'am, with all due respect, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. Next question. May I ask the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the year.
91.
Thank you very much. Next question. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
I am registered, yes.
Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you very much. What is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African-American, American
black
Indian?
Black African-American.
Thank you very much. Next question. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future.
Do I feel negative? What do you think?
Do you feel positive or negative about your own future?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the country?
Negative.
The future of the planet?
Negative.
Thank you. Next question. How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make a change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power. You can choose any number from 0 to 10.
2.
2. Thank you. Next question. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in U.S. today? Healthcare, abortion access, national security, racism and discrimination, mental health, student loans, immigration, climate change, crime, gun violence, education, economy, and cost of living?
Healthcare.
Okay. 2 more. Abortion access, national security, racism and discrimination, mental health, student loans, immigration, climate change, crime, gun violence, education, economy, and cost of living?
Mental health and what was the one you said after mental health?
Student loans, immigration,
yeah, student
climate.
Loans.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Advancing in your career, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining mental health, having or caring for children, work-life balance, economy security and financial independence, any of those?
Yes, caring for children. In work life.
Okay, work life, caring for children. One more. Economic security and financial independence, contributing to positive change in your community, your education, hobbies, and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health.
You said one that you named it already. Could you start from the beginning?
Advancing in your career, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining mental health, relationships like romantic partnership or friendships?
Yes, relationship.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Next question. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Your role in a relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your hobbies or interests, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your sexual orientation, being American, being a woman, being young, your personality, your spiritual or religious beliefs, your profession, any of those?
Being a woman, protection and being the role model.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Next question. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Dread, pride, happiness, disappointment, sadness, exhaustion, hope, anger, frustration?
What's the question?
When you think about the American political system.
Oh, okay. Depression.
Okay.
Madness.
Mm-hmm. Disappointment, anger, frustration.
Disappointment.
Thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Statement C. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
B.
Thank you so much. Next question. What factors are the most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not to work effectively? System racism? Corporate money has too much influence? Power-hungry politicians seeking control? Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people? Too many old white men in power? Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard? The two-party system? Division and gridlock between political parties? Any of those?
Yes, too many old white men in party.
In power?
Not enough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you the most? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Ballot initiatives like proposed laws that the public votes on directly. Does that matter to you a lot, somewhat, not at all? Okay. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions?
Is that the answers that you give me?
Yeah.
You could
a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Oh, not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. Congress?
Yeah, Congress, yeah.
That would be a lot or somewhat or a little?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Your city government?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. President Joe Biden?
Not at all.
Thank you. Your state government?
A little bit.
Thank you. The Supreme Court?
Not at all.
Thank you. Just so you know, we are at 50%. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Not at all motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not motivated at all?
Not motivated at all.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat motivated.
Somewhat. Thank you very much. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Do you feel very, somewhat, unmotivated?
Not motivated.
Not? Okay.
Yes, correct.
Thank you. How likely are you to participate in the following? Boycotting a company. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with the elected representatives.
Not at all. Motivated.
Not at all. Thank you. Attending a protest.
Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat, thank you. Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Not motivated.
Okay. Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media.
Somewhat, a little bit.
Somewhat, thank you. Signing a petition.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Voting in elections. Okay.
Somewhat,
thank you. Just so you know, we are at 75%. No matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that you may have that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may have not voted in previous elections. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location, your mail and ballot did not arrive in time, the candidates did not represent your values, you didn't think your vote will be counted properly, you did not have time to vote, voting doesn't change things that matter to you, you didn't know enough about the candidates, you didn't know how or when to vote or register, there was an intimidated presence at your polling place, none of the above because you always vote. Any of those?
I didn't know too much about the candidates.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. When seeing hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon, we've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Do you engage a lot, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, investments in public transit and electrical vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Do you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot.
Thank you very much. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low- and middle-income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Do you engage a lot, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot less.
A lot
I'm
less.
Left yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
left side. Yeah. We are at 90%, 10% more. We almost done.
Okay.
What are the media sources that you check most for new content? Facebook, national TV news station, local TV news station, Instagram, Twitter, international news outlets, YouTube, TikTok, news or informational articles online, podcasts?
Instagram.
Instagram, thank you. Next question. Thinking about the content that you consume online, Which topics do you seek out the most? Hobbies, tips or hacks, shows, movies, humor, memes, music, science, technology, businesses, finance, government, politics, health, beauty, self-care, sports, news, current events?
Music.
Music. Thank you very much. Next question. You said music?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hobbies, tips or hacks. Okay, thank you. Next question. What was the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you received? 12th grade or below? No high school diploma? High school graduate, diploma or equivalent?
High school.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be heterosexual or straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong, you said? Okay.
Yes.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary?
Part-time,
thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yeah, I voted.
Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Last year, in 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
60,000.
60, thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. Thank you so much for your time and for every single one of your answers and opinions. You have a wonderful evening.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.